Good morning, everyone. Before I kind of go into what I was thinking about this morning, I just want to say I appreciate all the prayers and just the welcoming heart your church has. And, you know, it's just a good feeling to be a visitor and to come to a church and have the loving and the kindness and the joy that Christ gave his church to spell out on a visitor. So I just want to say I appreciate you guys doing that. And I encourage you to keep doing that to visitors, and it really means a lot from people who come in from the outside. So this morning, I kind of wanted to go back to what we were talking about on our Wednesday reading. So we read Exodus chapter 8, and one of the verses that really stuck out to me this week was actually... It actually pops up a few times in this chapter. And this is where the Lord commanded Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. And then he commences to refuse that. And then the plagues come on the Egyptian people. And specifically, I was looking at where he tells Pharaoh to let my people go. He says in the first verse, "Thus said the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs." And he says it again a few times in this chapter. And as each plague, he goes up to Pharaoh and he says, "Let my people go so they may serve me." And I was really looking at that part where he says, "so they may serve me." And he doesn't just say, you know, "you can't do this. I'm not going to tell you why, but it's just, you can't, my people." He directly says, "so that they may serve me." And that's what the Lord wants us to do today. Yes. And this kind of made me think about worship. And I went over to John 4, where he meets the Samaritan woman at the well. I think most people are familiar with that part of the Bible. And I was specifically looking at verse 22 and down. "You worship, ye know not what. You know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And today, I just pray that we're here today, not going through the motions, and the Lord says to go to church on Sunday, and that's the right thing to do. But I pray that we could go in spirit and in truth, and we could have the hearts to submit to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we could see him going to the cross and him paying for our sins and him sacrificing his life, being sinless in a sinless body, and him being blamed and him being innocent, but going to the cross and him holding off the 12 legions of angels, that he could come down and they could take him away, that he held them off and that he came and paid for our sins. And I pray today that we could be here with that mind as one body, one church, and we could see what Jesus came and did for us. If you'll bow with me, I'll pray, try to go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today that you've given us the opportunity, that you've blessed us to be here. Lord, we're thankful that you've given us the truth. Father, we pray that we would continue to see you, the light, the truth, the bread of life, and that we'd see you high and lifted up as our Savior, Lord. Father, we pray that you would come down and descend upon us as we've already felt in the singing. We pray that you would be with us during this service, that you would bless our pastor, that you would give him your spirit, that you would guide him and direct him, that he would send us a message that would resonate with us, our spirit, Lord. Father, we pray for these that are mentioned earlier. We know that you have all power, all knowledge, and all understanding, Lord. You can help these with these sicknesses. You can be with them. You can comfort them. The great physician, the great comforter, that you would show these people and give them your spirit and show them that truth, Lord. Father, we pray for our sister churches today and every day that you would bless them and keep them and encourage them to follow you. And we pray, Lord, that you would encourage us to take up our cross each and every day, to renew our bodies, to look for you, towards you, and to follow your path that you've laid out for us, Lord. We're thankful for what you've gone and done for us, and we pray that you would accept our worship, our living sacrifice here. And Father, we pray that you would forgive us for our sins and transgressions. Lord, we know you have an unlimited amount of mercy, and we beg that you would give us mercy one more time, Lord, and that we would turn from our wicked ways and follow the straight and narrow path, Lord. And Father, we pray that you would protect us and keep us. Bless this nation. Bless our troops. Bless our leaders. Give them wisdom, Lord. And Father, we pray these things that they be done in your will. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.